There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, hey everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Hillary Clinton has some splaining to do, all because of a book about the cash connected to the Clinton Foundation. Is this just hyped up pulp in a book, or is there more to substantiate what the author is claiming? And the answer to that is we will find out. The book is called Clinton Cash, and it's Peter Schweizer who did the book, and it is being talked up big time as a big test for Clinton's campaign run. Certainly the Republicans wouldn't mind tripping up Clinton because she's the front runner in any poll you see, whatever you believe with the polls. And the press secretary has already been out there for Clinton saying that the book is just a collection of absurd conspiracy theories and partisan fueled fiction. So you know what direction they're going to go in, which would make sense. If they're going to get hit, that's what they're going to come back with. But there have already been snippets reported in the New York Times, and it certainly is pretty clear that this book focuses on the foreign donations to the Clinton Foundation and the speaking fees Bill Clinton raked in during Hillary Clinton's tenure as the Secretary of State. Both topics get a huge deal of attention, make sense, because the big claim is that there was a pattern of transactions that involved the Clintons that happened, well, U.S. policy decisions benefiting the people who gave the money. That's not good when she was the Secretary of State. So was there a direct cause and effect relationship between the donations and the State Department policy decisions? Because it benefited the donors. For example, here is the quid pro quo allegations that are in this book. So you tell me. A free trade agreement between the U.S. and Colombia, because it was finalized during Clinton's time at the State Department. It benefited one of the major donors. And that agreement helped the donors' investments in Colombia's natural resources. Development projects after a devastating earthquake hit Haiti in 2010. And a Canadian bank and top shareholder in the Keystone XL pipeline Clinton needed to review paid Bill Clinton $1 million in speaking fees as the debate over the pipeline was rolling in Congress. So, I don't know, is there much insight to look there? Can you peel back the onion a little bit more? I mean, they're allegations, they're out, they're written in the book. And then you look at Schweizer, and you decide, well, does he have an agenda? Because it's like when many of you call and say, the media, they have an agenda. That's why they're hammering this or hammering that. So I will say this, for him, he has agreements with the Washington Post and the New York Times to give them advanced access to report on his book, so he did that. He is the senior editor-at-large for Breitbart News. He was a fellow at the conservative Hoover Institution think tank. He worked with George W. Bush's speech-writing team in the last year of his presidency. And his past books were favorable to Ronald Reagan and the Bush family. So, yeah, he's a conservative. And, yeah, that's what he does. But if this book simply, and it sounds like it, puts out what is true, then it doesn't matter. And then it's not a gotcha book because he might have been digging, but what he found is exactly what he puts out there. And there have been some that are already saying, some very liberal people that are saying, well, no, it's kind of balanced. If someone's saying it's kind of balanced or it's balanced, then I'm going to say that let's see what the book says. Let's dive deeper into the book. Let's see what if there's more meat in the book. And he gives specific examples. I know that. He goes pretty deep on those examples for sure. He's already briefed the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he's already provided conservatives on the committee the book, you know, so they know exactly what to look for, so that they have an opportunity to come out swinging, I suppose, as the book is being released. So this is what's pretty interesting. Is this going to really trip up Hillary Clinton, or will they shoot back as they already have that this is, you know, partisan politics or whatever? See, I think that with the donations, unless they really aren't paying attention, and I can't imagine that, I can imagine them not paying attention to certain things. But in this case, knowing, okay, she's Secretary of State, he's speaking, they've got this foundation, they would be a little bit careful about people and what they donated and how it was perceived and if there was favors attached to it that could be attached to her, knowing that she was full well that she was going to go after the presidency, because that's not a secret. After 2008 and then coming back around, I don't think that's a secret to, you know, anyone. And I got a lot of reaction to this, so I want to throw this in the middle here. The Clintons probably weren't eating any Bluebell ice cream, but if you live in the South especially, Bluebell ice cream is the bomb. That's what everybody talks about. So this Listeria outbreak has had them recall the entire product lines. They were doing gradual recalls, but they decided, no, we're going to do it all the way across the board and not mess with this. We're going to do ice cream, we're going to do frozen yogurt, we're going to do sherbet and whatever other frozen things in 23 different states because of the Listeria breakout. And the CDC says 3 people died from the bacteria that they think came from Bluebell. And the CEO, I mean, what's the CEO going to say? He says, we're heartbroken about it. We're heartbroken. 3 people in Kansas died in the past year, and 10 people in 4 states have gotten ill, and they believe that it came from Bluebell products. So you got sick in Arizona, 5 in Kansas, and you got some other people that are getting sick from it, so they were smart to do the full-on recall. Because they're looking for patterns so they can figure it out. And they decided to really yank everything after the test showed some half-gallon containers of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream had Listeria. Ooh, I can tell you in my house, chocolate chip cookie dough is the number one thing. How many times my husband has gone to the store to get the cookie dough ice cream, but we didn't have any in the last couple of months, so we weren't one of the people that had to go through our refrigerator and throw out our freezer and throw out the Bluebell. But that's pretty scary. It's pretty scary they can trace it back. They're saying the Listeria didn't get into the ice creams through the milk because they use pasteurized milk. So now it's a question of how was it introduced? Where and that's what they're trying to figure out. How did it get there in the first place? Because it's so dangerous. Oof. So dangerous. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable. Comes with a 25-year warranty and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Summer and people start talking about vacations, but it's so shocking to me that a lot of people don't even use their vacation time. I have a friend who works for a big network that'll be nameless on these airwaves, but I think they guilt her so much into taking time off that she now has accrued like 20 weeks of vacation. It's just ridiculous. You have to use your vacation time. I mean, for goodness sake, there are so many things that you can do with your vacation, and I'm so excited to bring to the show for that reason, because we're going to emphasize things you need to do besides all the politics that we're constantly talking about. We're going to talk about some other things too, as we have done throughout the time that we've had together on America Tonight. We have Marco Aguilar. He is a 25-year veteran of the travel industry, and he nailed it. He's right. Americans aren't taking the vacation time that they need and deserve. Marco, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
So why do you think people don't take vacations? What are the excuses besides the obvious thing, I don't have any money?
Well, you know, it's a whole bunch of different things. Of course, money plays a big role. People plan when they buy a house, when they buy a car, but they don't plan when they take a vacation, when they want to take a vacation. And as a matter of fact, the most important asset that we have as human beings is our time. We don't plan for it. We don't plan what we're going to do with our time. Another reason why people don't take a vacation is because many people are afraid that they're going to lose their jobs. This reason is way up there, and it's sometimes, and most of the times I would say, it's just a story that people tell themselves in their heads. Reality is in most cases, their bosses will be okay and will encourage them to take a vacation. But it's an open conversation that each individual needs to have with their employer or their bosses. And remember one thing, your employer is also a human being and has exactly the same needs for time off as you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember that. Absolutely. And you say vacation should have a purpose. You know, you're going, you're traveling, but you should have an outcome in mind. And I really love that. And what can the outcomes be? What do you think the outcomes should be?
Well, there's tons of things, but travel is really transformational. A lot of magical things happen when you step out there and you travel. And by what I mean by that is not go into what I call the vacation rat race. Don't go back to that beach that you've been to 10 times and spend 7 days laying on a beach sipping margaritas. There's a lot more to the world than doing that.
Absolutely. And you say vacation should have a purpose. You know, you're going, you're traveling, but you should have an outcome in mind. And I really love that. And what can the outcomes be? What do you think the outcomes should be?
Well, there's tons of things, but travel is really transformational. A lot of magical things happen when you step out there and you travel. And by what I mean by that is not go into what I call the vacation rat race. Don't go back to that beach that you've been to 10 times and spend 7 days laying on a beach sipping margaritas. There's a lot more to the world than doing that.
a lot of people do that in the summertime, especially in the beginning of the summer. That's where you'll see, you'll notice on travel magazines, there's a lot of emphasis on the parks, for sure. Do you, you know, when I was a kid, Marco, we used to, because my mother was all about travel and learning about other cultures and all that. So what you're talking about really means something to me. I think it's important for people to do that. We used to open a vacation club. So we learned as kids, okay, so you put a little bit of money away every month, every week, and then you have the money. Would you advise people to do that? Because we talked in the beginning and said one of the obstacles that you'll find is people say, oh, I don't have any money. Is it good to just put it separate and put it aside, and maybe there's a chance they'll take that vacation?
Yes, definitely. Just like you have, you know, maybe different destinations on your bucket list, destinations that you would like to travel to, you should have a money bucket as well.
And, I like that.
You know, yeah, put a little money aside, and also get the kids involved when you plan vacations. And no matter if you're taking them to Disney World or National Parks, get them involved. Nowadays, the kids are so tech savvy, as we know, that, you know, they find a lot of information on the different places that they want to go. So take them into consideration. Just, you know, probably the rule of thought would be, of thumb would be to tell your kids to look into an educational experience. So, for instance, if they're going to a theme park, let's say Disney World, you can mix that with a national park. You know, only 4 hours away is the Everglades National Park, or going to Cape Canaveral in the pit and learning a bunch about space travel.
Absolutely. Okay, and how about you? What's your favorite place? This is a tough question for somebody in this business. What is your favorite place or your top two places you've ever been?
Well, that is a tough one. But so far, my favorite spot has been Bhutan, the Kingdom of Bhutan in Asia. It's a tiny kingdom between India and China and Tibet. It's just magical, beautiful. It's considered the last Shangri-La. Yeah, it's considered the kingdom of true happiness. I love Colorado. I love Alaska. Alaska is magical. It can be very exotic too. And what I mean by that is going to the remote places of Alaska. Alaska is huge. It's vast and it's magnificent. And there's tons of national parks. And lots to see and do in Alaska. Truly magical.
I love that. Alaska.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
North normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Don't forget, you can always hit us up 24/7, americatonight.net. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll hit the mailbag. But as always, if you have any kind of an opinion on some of what we've been talking about, Hillary Clinton, as I mentioned, the book coming out, how much are they going to be able to fend off what this book says with the ties when she was Secretary of State and to who the donors were for the Clinton Foundation, will that help in taking her down, or do they skate around it? I think they skate around it, but maybe not. If it's fully loaded and there's proof and there's ways to attach it, perhaps. I just know all too well that they are armed to the teeth when it comes to figuring out ways to skate around whatever their legal difficulties are. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right. I'm doing all right. You know, you're talking about the Clintons. I agree with you. I think that, you know, they're going to, like you say, skate around. But, I mean, the American people, if you tell them a politician is making money off of his job, that's like telling them a cop eats donuts. You know, what else is new? Right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, every politician has done that since probably, you know, George Washington. You know, I think, though, that if you want to see something new, it could be this thing that's brewing up there in the Indian Ocean now with the Pakistanis on our side against the Iranians, although the Iranians are on our side in Iraq against the Saudi-backed ISIS, but Saudi is on our side against the Iranians in Yemen. You know, it's like just a giant rumble in a bar. One thing people don't realize, though, is Pakistan is a nuclear-powered Muslim power. It's the only Muslim country that has nuclear bombs. And it has a border with who? Iran.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's running the State Department nowadays. Oh, Kerry, right? But I'd have to give him some props because
when the Pakistanis came on our side in the Yemen situation, that put a whole lot of pressure on the Iranians, because, you know, it's one thing to yell about the Americans, but they're like 6,000 miles away, but Pakistan is their next door neighbor. They've got nukes. And if Pakistan tells Iran, you need to cool it in what you're doing in the Red Sea there, or the, whatever it is, in the ocean, you know, that's a different,
right.
A totally different game, you know. And I don't know, you know, who the real power brokers are in this world, but it seems to me that the Muslim countries are heading for some serious pain, you know. I mean, look what has happened in Libya. I know, you know, Gaddafi was a dictator, but at least, you know, the trains were running and it would look like a modern society over there, you know. I mean, now you look at it and it's just a ghetto. The whole daggone country is just destroyed. And
right.
It almost happened to Egypt. It's happening to, you know, Syria and Iraq. Lord have mercy. Have those people suffered, you know? And Kate, in the Bible it says the Garden of Eden is between the Tigris and the Euphrates. And that is in Iraq. And that
it is
by ISIS. Can you imagine? Hell on earth is where the Garden of Eden used to be. So I feel sorry for them. But I think that the power brokers have decided they're going to pull the strings of all the puppets they need to pull, and something really bad is going to happen in the Muslim world. I wouldn't be surprised if Pakistan and Iran go at it, and that would be some serious business there. Because, like I said, Pakistan is the only Muslim nation with nuclear weapons. And I don't think, you know, if something happens like that, there'll be, you know, millions dead in a couple of days. But that's maybe what needs to happen for the Muslim religion to get to the next evolutionary step, like the Christian religion did. And, you know, they need to get out of that 7th century mindset. And sometimes it takes a big slap upside the head. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But that's where I think these things are heading. What do you think, Kate?
No, I agree. I was listening to you intently because you're echoing exactly what I think and what I have said. I agree with you. It feels like there's some undercurrent that what it is going to be a big tsunami. And, you know, it's tic-tac-toe how you linked various places, you know, talking about the Euphrates and talking about Iran and proximity, and now what's happening, this craziness. I mentioned this the other day, that basically the Iranians, which they already did, they have us over a barrel. And yes, us, not the other countries involved, because apparently we're willing to give them $50 billion to cut this deal by the end of June. So they, not only do they have all those sanctions released and all that money comes out, but they also get another unprecedented $50 billion from us as a signing bonus, as though they were football players.
Well, if they go at it with the Pakistanis, they're going to need every cent of that 50.
Yeah, so maybe that's part of it too.
one of those mushroom crowds shows up, because I can imagine the Iranians, what they're going to do is they're going to send terrorists into Pakistan, you know, and blow up Mumbai or whatever, just saying, you know. And when they do that, the Pakistanis are going to, you know, they're going to have to turn up the situation a notch. And that could be really hideous and terrible. It's easy to talk about millions of people dying. You know, it's easy. But, you know, the reality is a totally different thing. But, you know, this world has to get it together. This world has to get it together. It's the only world we have, okay? And we think there's nobody else out there in that universe. I tell you what, it's a big universe, and we haven't even explored one inch of it.
So
yeah. You're right. You can't be an isolationist. You can't. Not now.
Yeah, we've got to learn how to live together, and we cannot, you know, impose our religious beliefs and other people by force. And, you know, the Saudis are going to be going through some changes, too, because they're the ones that are supporting ISIS. If ISIS falls, the Iranians is going to come around the bend and take Saudi Arabia like that.
Mm.
And you know, look, ISIS has no tanks. They have no planes. They have no ships. How come the United Nations has not had one single vote to take ISIS out in like a weekend? It's because the Saudis are putting money under the table, keeping that under control, because they're fighting to control it. But it may be, Kate, that the power masters of the world have decided that, you know, we cannot have 7th century people controlling the oil of this globe, you know. And the Saudis, you know, they got that mindset where they, you know, are still on camels and, you know, flying hawks and everything, and Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah, they still have that mindset that is way different from ours. Absolutely, absolutely. Tomas, I love it when you call the show. Don't be a stranger. You're on target with a lot of what he said is what we've said, too, as well. I mean, here's the problem. I also don't think that we can be invested in everything, but we also cannot be completely not involved in what's happening internationally, because it absolutely affects us. So it's like this Sun Tzu. If you ever read The Art of War, read The Art of War, and then you realize, oh yeah, that's why that doesn't work in today's world, especially because we need eyeballs in a lot of different places, frankly. I mean, they have to be there. We have to be on top of it. I mean, you know, without a doubt. Let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Evening there, Kate.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just trying to play a little catch-up tonight. But I would like to talk down. God, what was her name last night? She called in.
Izzy,
yeah. I would like to sit down with Izzy and just have a cup of coffee and listen to her.
Yeah, so she's good. She's a good lady.
I'm more than willing to catch up on history with her. But
yep.
The other night, I mentioned the acronym FUPA, or FOPA.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, when he was an instructor in the Air Force, he used to use that. You know, military uses a lot of acronyms. And when he was instructing his class in repair and maintenance of radar systems, mainly the light radar system in the 105, he would always ask, is there any questions? And he'd say, I try not to foopaw my answer.
And, I like that.
Anyhow, it really, what it means is, you know, he'd tell them that I'll make a fool out of personally myself or my audience. And then, you know, student raised his hand, and the student would say, don't you mean I? And he would say, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which is really an evaluation or a brownie point for the student.
Yep, absolutely. I love that. Lessons from your father. Grim, as always, it's interesting. Maybe we can hook that up. Coffee with Izzy. A bunch of us would probably be up for that. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products.
Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So many emails every single day. I'm telling you, if this were a mail room, I wouldn't be able to even enter into the place. I couldn't even open the door because the mail would flow out. You can always, 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 always flip me an email, americatonight.net. So on that note, let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Rob, who says, Kate, do you know it's been 150 years since Lincoln was assassinated? I've been reading about it and hearing about it all over the place. Not that I didn't know he wasn't assassinated, but I can't believe it's been 150 years. Yep, well, you go back to the date, 1865, and there you have it. I mean, you know, do the math. And thing about the crowded theater and what happened, and it's interesting because there was so much of an outcry for Lincoln when they did the funeral train. How many people showed up just to watch it whiz by? You know, 7 million people. 7 million people. That's how big it was. Ford's Theater. You know, and actually Ford's Theater, because it's been that long, they've got all kinds of artifacts from what happened then. They have them on display. They're there. And there's all kinds of visitors that are going there. I mean, it's always been a place where people are drawn to see it. But now because of now that they've got these artifacts there, it makes it pretty interesting after all these years. They even have the Derringer, the 44 caliber Derringer that that he used, which you could, you know, if you've ever seen one of them, you could easily slip that inside a pocket, close range, boom, and that was one of the artifacts. And in fact, the exhibit is called Silent Witnesses, Artifacts of the Lincoln Assassination. And it's only there through May 29th, but it'd be wild to see that. There's something about Lincoln, and, you know, if you've been to the Smithsonian, you know, you've seen the carriage that the Lincolns rode in. They had that there for a long time in the Smithsonian, and I think that's probably also part of this whole exhibit. They probably moved it over there temporarily, and they have this, they've got one of the hats that he wore, and, you know, all kinds of amazing things, notes that he wrote, a note that he wrote, and it's wild. Wild to think about that. All right, let's take another one. This one from Ray. Ray in Texas says, "Hello, America Tonight listeners, and to you, Kate Delaney. I just want to say I love listening to you on GCN, and you mentioned downloading the show, and one night I heard you say that, so because my hours are all over the place, I started to download the show so that I could listen when I wasn't around, and I love it because I don't have to miss the things that I don't want to miss, like dumb things." Okay, if people don't know what dumb things is, if you've done something dumb, send me the details of what dumb thing you did, and perhaps you'll get on the air as we do a segment on our Wednesday into Thursday show, dumb, things I shouldn't have done. And we have all had that happen to us, haven't we? We have all had that happen to us every single day. I'll tell you a dumb thing I did the other day. I wonder if this has happened to many people. And now I know I'm going down a rabbit trail, but just hang with me. I was on the air very early. I was doing something for NBC. They asked me to fill in for somebody. And this was when I was off from America Tonight. And so I had a cup of coffee, and I put it in the microwave, and I put too much time to warm it up because I like my coffee hot, you know, not cold. And I went and ran off and did something, and it just overflowed. It just covered the microwave. So it took me a half an hour to clean the microwave because I thought, oh, this is brutal. I mean, it smelled like coffee. I had to clean the whole thing out. How many of you have put something in the microwave, especially coffee or some kind of liquid, and you left it, or you know, you punched it up too long and then it overflowed, but how many of you cleaned it up? Hopefully, if you were at work, you cleaned it up. So that's a dumb thing. There's an example of a dumb thing. Hey, thanks for the note, Ray. Appreciate it. This one from Bobby, and Bobby says, "Kate, I am so sick of the Clintons. I just got to say, why do we have to go through this whole Clinton rigmarole once again?" You know, nothing against Bill Clinton. He wasn't my favorite, but he's not the worst guy on the planet. Maybe because we're so far removed from him. I certainly didn't vote for him. But his obnoxious wife is just too much to bear. Listen, it's not an anti-woman thing. I am all for power to the female who could be the first woman president. But I hope it is not Hillary Clinton. There is something that I can't shake about her that feels just too inauthentic. Well, they're trying to make sure that she seems authentic. And now this latest thing is this Clinton Cash, this book. And if this book is going to be something that is going to be brutal for her and take her down a peg, or are there going to be other Democrats that are going to jump into the fray here? This one from Carol. "Kate, I am a longtime listener, and I'm emailing you for the very first time. And I have to tell you, I've been following that whole Boston bombing thing. And they just released this picture of Tsarnaev where he was giving the finger, or looked like he was giving the finger. And I'll tell you, this guy has no remorse in him whatsoever. No remorse. If anything, I'll tell you, he deserves the death penalty. He deserves the death penalty. And I'm not necessarily pro-death penalty, but you've said it yourself, when the situation calls for it, and here is a case where the situation calls for it." Yeah, he certainly doesn't seem to have any remorse. And then they were trying to say, oh, he was just following what his brother did. You know, this new poll came out that said that people took that say the Boston bomber should face, 53% say the bomber should face the death penalty. This is a CNN ORC poll. This is most Americans. He was found guilty on the 30 counts. We know that. This happened back in 2013. So pretty close. 53, put to death, 45, rest of his life in prison. And that's kind of contrary, in a way, to what we've seen with the death penalty. How about that? And men, by the way, are more apt than women to say he should get death. Men, 57%, women, 49%. And you could break it down from there, but there you have it. All right, this one from Rita. And Rita says, "Hi, Kate. I'm just wondering where you originally hail from. I love that you're in Texas, and I like it when you give a shout-out to people. I think that's very cool. And I bet you're a fun person to hang out with. I heard you talk about that story of the 72-ounce steak and the woman who ate three of them. That's hard to believe. Have you ever been to that steakhouse since you're there in Texas?" I have not been to that steakhouse. It's in Amarillo, and I have not been there. And I have not tried to eat a steak myself, if that's big. It's the Big Texan Steak Ranch in Amarillo. 72-ounce steak. And you know what she did, too? This woman, Molly Schuler, had three 72-ounce steaks, three baked potatoes, three side salads, three rolls, and three shrimp cocktails. Ugh. That's 13 pounds of steak, baby. 20 minutes, that's a record. She gets $5,000. Whew. I just can't believe it. I don't know, if you do the steak too, does it have to be kind of lukewarm? No way is it steaming hot. And what's the baked potato? Ugh, I can't even imagine. And I like all those things. I mean, that's like one of my favorite meals. But I couldn't do 72. I couldn't. And if I tried, I think it would take me a long time to eat it. This wouldn't be 20 minutes, that's for sure. There would be no 20 minutes there. All right, but this one, the last one, this one from Tom. And Tom says, "Hey, Kate, who do you think's going to win on the Republican side? I am kind of at a loss for who I truly believe should get it, although I certainly don't want it to go to Hillary Clinton, but I'm not so sure. I like Cruz, or I like Paul, or I like Rubio, or anyone for that matter, who says they want to declare and run. Well, you never know who's going to end up in the mix. By my last count, I think it's at least 10, but other people say, nah, closer to 19, and then they'll whittle them down to just a few. And then let's see who's on that VP side of things, too. It's a long road to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, my friends. Hey, thanks for listening.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.